Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, thank you for choosing the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today we're going to be talking about witchcraft and current news, interesting articles. If you'd like to give us a call today with any interesting stories or any input into the conversations we're having today, then give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. I want to apologize for last week's show, which was cut very short because of technical problems. So let me just check how we're sounding here. We're sounding okay, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Together.
Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill, and we are so glad to be here. I hope everything holds up. Don't you?
Yeah.
What's up with all your breathing?
Sorry, you know, I'm under the weather at the moment. I'm not feeling too good.
I know. I'm just kind of, you know, cheer you up maybe a little bit, make you laugh.
Is that a question? How do I answer that?
I'm making a statement. It's your have to.
Oh, it sounded like a question.
Make you laugh. You know, there's so many things for us to talk about today. And last week, our topic, which was going to be so fun and enlightening, we had to just let it go.
Did we talk about it?
We were going to talk about the unconditional love, and we were also going to talk about and work it around the Hunger Games. Remember?
Yes.
I want to say hello to Hadassah, who just showed up in the chat room. Hello, Hadassah. But let's just get right to it. Today, our main topic will be in regards to witchcraft and the Pendle witches. But there's a couple of different things that I want to share from the page, the Broken Earth page, which is our chat, our little Facebook page that we have going on. There's a bunch of interesting things that we try to find and throw up on the page for everybody to check out, just kind of keep things going, keep things active. There is a story that is actually kind of a little harsh. It is about a man who sues after the cops beat him and pepper spray his wounds. Adam Williams, a citizen of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, claims he is a victim of police brutality. Williams and his brother were outside of a local sports bar when the two decided to walk outside and wait for their friend to pay a tab. Once outside, the two say that they were encountered by an intoxicated stranger who then started to urinate on the sidewalk. And they spoke to him, telling him not to do that. And then, you know, eventually the guy just kind of, you know, waddled off into the night. A little while later, the head of security arrived and began to threaten the two for peeing on the sidewalk. And the guys told the security guard that they didn't do it. They were just waiting for somebody. And due to the fact that they weren't breaking the law, they just kind of stood there and continued to wait for their friend. Then the security guard called the cops, who arrived from across the street moments later. In total, about six police began interrogating the two brothers. The two told the police what had happened, but the police claim the police had no interest as they continued to move in on them. One officer told the two of them to shut up or they'd talk their way into jail, which can happen. We can reason our way into handcuffs, as some people know that that's happened. Williams says that they asked the police if they were being detained or if they were free to go multiple times, and the cops didn't say anything to them. In moments, six cops were surrounding us, said Williams. One officer then yelled at the two, "Buddy, you ain't been detained. You're free to go." However, while saying this, the officers continued to advance on the two guys. "It was clear we were not free to go," says Williams, in fear of the sudden escalation. The two asked to speak with the supervising police officer on duty. At that moment, Officer Keith Sanders stepped forward and yelled, "I'm the GD effing supervisor. Don't you know what this means?" as he pointed to his uniform patch. At that point, the two guys said they would be contacting his supervisors to inform them of the rude behavior. And as the two were told they weren't being detained, they turned to leave. And at that moment, Saunders reached forward and threw Williams onto the concrete. The officers immediately jumped Williams and began to beat him. The officers punched him multiple times in the face and head. Then they cuffed him and placed him into the patrol car of Kenneth White, Police claimed that moments later, Williams began kicking the back seat of the patrol car. Officer White then opened the door to pepper spray Williams in his face and on his fresh wound. Officer White then slammed shut the door, leaving Williams to suffocate in the mist. They were taken to the detention center where they strapped him into a chair and slammed his face onto the metal table in front of him. According to the civil lawsuit submitted by attorney John Rogers, there is video footage of the police slamming Williams' head into the table, and the police department is being sued for personal damages of about $500,000 in fees. Rogers says that his client's Fourth and 14th Amendment rights were violated. So that's basically what's going on. There's the police department released a statement stating that Officer White's actions were necessary. The attorney says the police department statement of events released to the media was untrue. And this was Mosley is his hold on just a moment. Mosley is a firefighter. Wait a second. There's something that's gotten kind of mixed up here. Sorry about that. Basically, Mosley is someone that had a similar issue, and was saying that he had been a part of this thing. And anyway, don't worry about this Mosley dude. But anyway, so for the most part, this is what's going on, and it's something that's going on right now. And they're being charged with resisting arrest and public intoxication. And the guy, when he went to the emergency department, the doctors said he had a fractured wrist. So those are the wounds that he suffered. And the story is on the page if anybody wants to look at it, you know, to check that out and see. It's kind of frustrating. You know, we always want to hope that you know, that the police are here to protect us, but, you know, stuff happens. There's also another story, which is going to be part the last frustrating thing I'm going to talk about. This one is actually kind of funny, but kind of horrible at the same time, just because it's something that if it were a cartoon, it might be funny. But basically, a man jumped to his death after a furious fight with his girlfriend. It's a verbal fight, who insisted they go on to they continue to shop. Basically, a 38-year-old man was escorting his girlfriend around the shopping mall in East China, and the cities are all here and the names are all here, but they would not be said right by me today. I'm not even going to try, like Bill tries sometimes. His name is Tao So in the Shuzhou, Jiangsu province, East China.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
Well, anyway. After 5 hours, Tao finally had enough and he wanted to go home. Eyewitnesses say he could be heard saying they already had more bags than they could carry, but she insisted on going into one more shop where there was special offers on shoes. An eyewitness said he told her she already had enough shoes, more shoes that she could wear in a lifetime, and it was pointless buying any more. She started shouting at him, accusing him of being a skinflint and of spoiling Christmas. It was a really heated argument. The shouting match ended when the man threw the bags on the floor and jumped over the balcony, smashing into the Christmas decorations on his way down, before hitting the floor seven stories below. I mean, this is how big this shopping mall is in China. Seven stories below, so there's no telling how big it is. So I can imagine they were just shopping and shopping and shopping and shopping. But anyway, emergency services arrived at the scene, but the man had been killed immediately from the impact of the fall. A shopping spokesman said his body was removed fairly quickly. And he had actually landed on one of the stalls below and then fell to the floor. So although the store was damaged, he didn't hit anybody. So anyway.
I understand his frustrations.
Really?
I've seen people You ever seen those guys hanging around outside shops waiting for the girlfriends or whatever? They're just like, they're depressed.
Yeah.
They've been there for hours.
Hours and hours, yeah.
Torture.
Well, it's you know, it's sad, it's frustrating, but it's, you know, just things that have happened. Also, we do have some people in the queue. We know you're here, and we will get to your calls. But, Bill, what is it that you wanted to say?
Excuse me if I sound groggy. I'll start stumbling over words. But on the same kind of lines of what you've been talking here, a trial is to begin for two police officers who are accused of beating to death a homeless man as he moaned, "Daddy, they're killing me."
Mm.
This is from 2 years ago. Kelly Thomas was beaten to death by some police officers. Audio recordings and surveillance video taken during the incident show 37-year-old Kelly Thomas calling for his father nearly 30 times as he was beaten in Fullerton, California, as a minute ticked by Thomas's desperate screams for his father trail off into groans of "Daddy" and then stop altogether as he loses consciousness. His father, Ron Thomas, was nowhere near the scene that night as police officers allegedly kneed, shocked, and pinned his son down in a nearly 10-minute brawl. But he was, he has stood by him ever since, championing a call for justice that heads to court today for two of the six officers involved. Manuel Ramos is charged with second-degree murder, making the first murder trial of a uniformed officer in conservative Orange County's history. "It's like a wound you keep opening," said Ron Thomas, who says his son was diagnosed with schizophrenia. "One of the last things I think he was able to slowly moan out is, 'Daddy, they're killing me.' I lay there at night to think about that. It'll get you to the point where you can't function and you just cry a lot." Ramos, 39, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Jay Cicinelli, 42, has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and the use of excessive force. Both are free on bail. The third officer will be tried separately on charges of involuntary manslaughter and excessive force. Three other officers were not charged. This is merely, it goes on there, but, you know, there should be a lot more of these cases going on.
Right. Well, why don't you just relax there for a moment, and I'm going to talk about the Pendle Witch Child, or the Pendle Witches. The Pendle Witches, let me start off. The trials of the Pendle Witches in 1612 were among the most famous witch trials in English history, and some of the best recorded of the 17th century. The 12 accused lived in an area around Pendle Hill in Lancashire and were charged with the murders of 10 people by the use of witchcraft. All but two were tried in Lancaster on the 18th and the 19th of August in 1612, along with the Samlesbury witches and others, in a series of trials that have become known as the Lancashire Witch Trials. One was tried at York in July, and another died in prison. Of the 11 who went to trial, 9 women and 2 men, 2 were found guilty. I'm sorry, 10 were found guilty and executed by hanging, and 1 was found not guilty. 6 of the Pendle witches came from 2 families. Each at the time, headed by a woman in her 80s. Elizabeth Southerns, also her maiden name was Demdike, and her daughter Elizabeth Device, and her grandchildren James and Allison Device, Anne Whittle, her maiden name was Chaddox, and her daughter Anne Redfern. The others accused were Jane and John Bullock, and Alice Nutter, Catherine Hewitt, Alice Gray, and Janet Preston. The outbreaks of witchcraft in and around Pendle may demonstrate the extent to which people could make a living by posing as witches. Many of the allegations resulted from accusation that members of the Demdike and the Chaddock families made against each other, perhaps because they were in competition, both trying to make a living from healing, begging, and extortion. But basically, one of the things about the situation that actually was profound is that in one of the families, it was, I believe it was Alice Nutter, her family, her daughter was actually, I hope I'm quoting this right, her daughter was the one that was the child that said that her mother and her siblings and all that were witches. So it's like, I mean, it was just crazy. It was people saying, you're doing this and you're doing this. And I mean, it was nuts. I'm just telling you, it was nuts. But later on, years later, the girl was accused of witchcraft herself too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, there's so much here, and there's actually a movie, and it's on the entire movie. Well, it's actually a documentary, but it's on YouTube. If people want to check that out, called The Pendle Witch Child, but it's chock full of stuff, and it's got one of the best accounts of and most detailed accounts of things. And, of course, everyone knows in the United States about the Salem witch trials. And those were something that were brought about by children, too. There's different reasons. Some people believe that it was hallucinations because of the rye they were eating. And then some people also just believe it was just kids lying just for attention and getting people killed because the power went to their heads. So anyhow, you know, if anybody has anything that they want to say about that, hi, Crawdaddies in the chat room. If anybody has anything that they want to add about that, you know, please do. There's also, back in 2011, actually 2 days ago in 2011, there was an article about a cottage that they found near Pendle Hill in Lancashire County. And it was, the engineers say they were stunned to unearth a 17th century cottage complete with a cat skeleton during a construction project in Lancashire. The cottage was discovered near Lower Black Moss Reservoir in the village of Barley in the shadow of Pendle Hill. Archaeologists brought in by the United Utilities to survey the area found the building under a grass mound. Historians are now speculating that the well-preserved cottage could have belonged to one of the witches. The building contained a sealed room with the bones of a cat bricked into the wall, and it's believed the cat was buried alive to protect the cottage's inhabitants from evil spirits.
It's a nice name of a village.
Which
Barley.
Barley, yeah. So, you know, that's some more stuff for your history, for your witching history, your witching pleasures. Hold on just a second. Oh wow. Oh, this is something that's kind of interesting for you. It's been estimated that all of the English witch trials between the early 15th and early 18th centuries resulted in fewer than 500 executions. So this one series of trials in July and August of 1612 accounts for more than 2% of that total. Court records showed that Lancashire was unusual in the north of England for the frequency of its witch trials. Neighboring Cheshire, for instance, also suffered from economic problems and religious activists, but there were only 47 people indicted for causing harm by witchcraft between 1589 and 1675, and only 11 of those were found guilty. So it's kind of interesting because it just, I guess what they're trying to say is that some of this was, it was political and money-based.
Yeah, so there could have been witches burned at the stake not far from my house.
Right, right. So, but anyhow, check that out. Check that out. You know, it's just something interesting to check out on the on YouTube. It's called The Pendle Witch Child. And Jeanette, it's spelled J-E-N-N-E-T Preston, was the child, like I was saying. And later, 21 years later, she herself was accused of the same thing, the very same thing. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to, let's take a caller. We'll talk to the caller at 814, see what they have to add. I hope you're feeling okay. We'll get you there.
What?
I said, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna give it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat to what is on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you've heard it all before, you never really had it down. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk winding, in all the lights that lead the way are blinding, there are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. Sitting maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonder. Bring it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk winding, in all the lights that lead the way of life, there are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Sitting maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. You're gonna be the one that saves me. You're my wonder.
And we are back. You know, how are you feeling?
Groggy.
Okay.
And dizzy.
And dizzy.
Yeah.
Well, did you? Well, I guess you didn't. But I'm just going to recommend that you try to reach up in the cabinet and take some of that acetylcholinum.
That's awesome.
You've been doing it? I've been doing it too.
You assumed incorrectly.
Okay. Okay. Remember, everybody, our phone lines are open. We have some people that are here. The person that I was going to take a reading or do a reading for, they undid their thing, so I guess they don't have a question anymore. But we do have some people that are listening. And if anybody does want to talk, I'll be glad to talk to you. And if anybody's in the chat room, give us a call at 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Today's topic is the Pendle Witch Child, or even just witch trials, period, and also witchcraft. And, you know, just kind of talking a little bit about the history of witchcraft and you know, where it comes from. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that Lloyd Pye passed away during the night, which is sad news. If you don't know who Lloyd Pye is, look up the Star Child Skull and Everything You Know Is Wrong by Lloyd Pye. He did some extremely interesting lectures, and he's got a skull of a being which isn't human. And has to come back to prove that as well. But unfortunately, I think it was cancer he developed. He said a few weeks ago on Facebook, and then it's just taken hold of him so quickly, and he died during the night. It seems so sudden. But it's worth checking out. I've done a couple of shows talking about him before, but it's really worth checking out if you're interested in that kind of genre, along with he talks about Bigfoot and Neanderthals and, you know, evolution in inverted commas as well, so you check that out.
Okay. 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 Wow. Just, you know, it's kind of crazy, all the people that are, I mean, I suppose the further we move along, the further we're going to, you know, the more we'll lose people over time, but oh, my goodness. It's, you know, a lot of people.
A lot of well-known people dying at the moment.
Yeah, just dropping like flies.
There's a headline here, actually. It says, in a newspaper, an old article, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the title of it is Death is Nation's Top Killer.
Okay. All right. Hi, Kevin. Hello, John Slim. Hello, everybody in the chat room.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Well, let's talk about, let's just kind of talk about witchcraft. I mean, everybody knows what witchcraft is, but, you know.
Well, isn't there different kinds of witches?
There's different kinds of witches. There's different kinds of witches.
Like a white witch and a black witch.
I don't really. I'm going to tell you. I know. But honestly, I'm going to tell you. I don't know everything there is to know about everything. You know that. But I don't really believe that there's a difference between anyone who is trying to manipulate what's going on around them. It's just coming from a different place.
Positive and negative.
But I'm not here to blow anybody's mind. I'm not here to necessarily redefine anything. Hold on a second. I learned everything I needed to know about witchcraft from the movie Witchboard. I learned everything I needed to know about witchcraft from kindergarten. No. Seriously though, if we were sitting at a table, you and I were sitting at a table, and
how many people is that?
Just you and I were sitting at a table,
okay.
And there was a cupcake on the table.
It's not carrot cupcake.
It's a delicious cupcake that tastes like a birthday cake. And it said, Happy Birthday, Bill, on it. And I picked up your cupcake and ate it. How would you feel?
Really, what do you think I'd do?
You would be sitting there and say, you would actually say, you know what, I would have given you that cupcake if you had asked for it, but the fact that you disrespected me by taking it, you know, I would get it. You'd be pretty cross. But the thing is, I think you would be pretty cross. But the thing is that negative and positive is just how it's perceived. So something that might be perceived as evil by one person is not perceived as evil as another by another, as long as they're happy.
And then obviously, if you didn't know the whole story, something you come across as being positive, and it, like, for example, if I dropped the cupcake on the floor and stomped on it, and then it's like, whoops, I'll put it back on the table like nothing happened, and then I just let you eat it.
I think you're overthinking it, but all jokes to the side, like I was saying, it comes from wherever your intentions are. So when I talk with people that want to know, you know, if I break up my ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend with magic, do I have karma? Karma is just experience. So, you could have the experience of somebody breaking you up, but the thing is that if you really believe that you're right in what you do, that's one of the things that I have to discuss with people that want things done. You have to believe that what you're doing is right. You have to believe it without a doubt, or you're going to be working in dark. So it's basically perception. So... And it's something that, like I said, it has to come from the person, and you have to know what you're doing. So, but anyway, what now?
You probably would have been, or people psychics or people in general probably would have been seen as people, witches or people who carry out witchcraft hundreds of years ago, right?
And midwives, yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, but there you
go. Well, thank you for taking us there, though.
No problem.
Thank you for taking us there. And of course, there's different types, just like you were saying. There's some people who follow Wicca. There's some people who dabble in hoodoo. There's Santeria. What else is there? Mambo.
So are these cocktails?
It sounds like it. It does sound like it. It does sound like it. But honestly, if you go to just about any culture, any place that actually has a culture, in Asia, the islands, here, just any culture, they have something that resembles, manipulation of the elements, manipulation of time, manipulation of things for people to get what they want. So, but whatever works for you, I know people that are basically Christians who pray. And the way that they pray is so passionate and so aggressive that, they're manipulating the spirit. I know a woman that could have absolutely nothing in her refrigerator, and after she's done praying, she's got people bringing food by. So, and that right there it's a manipulation, because not everybody knows how to do that. So it depends on, you know what I'm saying. It depends on what you're working with, what you're working with. And this is how things are modern day. But, you know.
There's a headline here I just noticed on this page. I'm also going to do some reading. It says, anti-LGBT baker tells Fox News that Jesus wants me to deny cakes to gay couples.
Cakes?
Yeah.
So gay people don't get cake?
Yes, that was what Jesus said, apparently.
Sorry, gay people, you don't get cake.
Because Jesus said.
Because Jesus said. People are just interesting. They're very interesting. Let's take a call. Let's take a call real quickly. We're going to talk to the caller from 718. 718, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Merez. I was just calling to see about a position coming up for me. For employment?
You wanted a reading. Okay, so you have a job that you're trying to get.
Right.
And you want to know when it's going to happen.
Correct. Because okay, I have two opportunities from the same company.
Sure.
I have two companies. Go ahead.
No, you go on. What were you saying?
No, I just have two opportunities from the same company. I wasn't sure which one would work out for me better.
Well, what's your simple question?
When will I begin working, I guess?
Okay, all right.
I'm really trying to figure out which position am I going to be hired for, you know, but, you know, can you answer
Hold
that or?
Let's try that. Hold on just a moment. Are one of these positions, taking care of people, because it says that you're a traveler too. So, are one of these positions like with you? I don't really know how to say it. It's
yes,
like
they both are. One is dealing with more finances, and one is more of a customer service kind of a position.
Okay, well, with you being a traveler, how does that make sense? Because basically, it kind of seems like with you being a, quote, traveler, unquote, like they may have you working in different departments. Does that make sense? You there? Hello? Oh, we got cut off. All right. All righty then. Hold on. Somebody is saying that they don't like, Kevin says he doesn't like sweeps anyway. So he doesn't want the racist cake.
Oh, Sarah. All the more for me and Jesus.
We get the racist cake and you can't have any. I wouldn't want that woman's cake anyway because it would probably have fingernails in it or something, okay. Hair.
Why hasn't Jesus eaten it?
He doesn't want that cake. He doesn't want that nasty cake. You okay?
Yeah, sorry. Short breath.
I know you're not feeling too great. I know you're not feeling too great. It's kind of making me sad.
This is just, I've got a selection of news sentences and headlines and stuff here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
A deputy responded to a report of a vehicle stopping at mailboxes. It was the mailman. actually called that in. See, I don't know. Did I read any of these out when we were on last week?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one time I had a neighbor calling the police on me because I was leaving and coming. I was coming and going and coming and going too much for her. And the landlord and the cops were like, well, she says that you keep coming and going. And I was like, well, I work next door because I worked like a few buildings down. And I would come home for break because I got good breaks. And then I had like an hour lunch and I would come and go like that. And so, I mean, that's just how paranoid and crazy she was.
So you're going illegal?
I guess so. It's not. It's actually not. But I you know.
County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds.
I think you said that.
What about this one? Deborah Jackson said she likes shopping at the Dollar Palace because it's convenient and casual. I don't have to get all dressed up like I'm going to Walmart or something.
Oh, wow.
People get dressed up to go to Walmart.
No. You see what people post about Walmart. What do they call it? Wall creatures? You see how people dress. No.
Is that a site, a website?
Well, it's called the People of Walmart, and the people are called wall creatures.
And so far, they've determined that the crash occurred when the plane struck the ground.
Really? Yeah, just take a little bit of a break. I'm going to, we're going to talk about some different forms of witchcraft that people have out there. I think this might be fun. There's spell casting. And this is what most people, refer to as witchcraft, casting spells. And this is something here that, I mean, I want people to share. I want people in the chat room that actually do spells and stuff like that to share what they use. Some people use runes or sigils. Some people use tarot cards. Some people use poppets, which is a clay image of a person. Or even an image of a person. Candles, rituals, herbs, and that sort of thing. Scrying. You scry. Some people scry for divination. Gazing at mirrors. Making potions and using amulets. Conjuring the dead, or necromancy, is the practice of conjuring the spirits of the dead for divination or prophecy. People often use this, or they think that you're trying to raise the dead for other purposes. But the thing is that if you deal with spirit guides, or if you just deal with spirits, period, that which is it's using air quotes for necromancy around it. You get your information that way, or just get them to help you accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. There's rituals that are performed during certain time periods. Is there anybody in the chat room that does anything like during a certain time period other than the full moon that they like to share, like even solstice or stuff like that? I ain't trying to raise nobody's dead. Crawdaddy says that she's not trying to raise anybody's dead.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, we heard that. You were trying to raise the dead.
And, of course, that's a double negative, which means she is.
I know. You beat me. She said, you beat me. Oh, now she told you to shut up. Uh-oh.
It's not right. I can easily do that.
What, shut up?
Yeah.
We're trying to get him to talk because he's not feeling good. We want him to get pepped up. But we understand. We understand. Anyhow, let's take a little bit of a break. Get a little song going here to kind of. Yes, it is.
Yay.
To kind of pep you up.
Excited about this song.
So maybe you'll start to pep up. I know that you can be a cheerleader. We'll be right back, everybody. Give us a call 347-215-8421 and add into the discussion. And we are back. I want to talk real quickly about witch doctors.
There's a song about witch doctors.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Witch doctor.
Really?
Have you heard it? Surely you've heard it.
In England, the provision of curative magic was the job of a witch doctor, also known as a cunning man, a white witch, or a wise man. The term witch doctor was in use in England before it came to be associated with Africa, believe it or not. Toad doctors were also credited with the ability to undo evil witchcraft. Toad doctors. Like by putting the frog or the toad in your mouth to get rid of the...
Oh, yeah.
Other folk magicians had their own purviews. Girdle measurers specialized in diagnosing ailments caused by fairies, while magical cures for more mundane ailments, such as burns or toothache, could be had from charmers. In north of England, the superstition lingers to an almost inconceivable extent. Lancashire Lancashire abounds with witch doctors, a set of quacks who pretend to cure diseases inflicted by the devil. The witch doctor alluded to is better known by the name of the cunning man and has a large practice in the counties of Lincoln and Nottingham. So, you know, this one of the reasons that I was kind of pointing this out, because this kind of probably goes to what we were talking about earlier with the Pendle witches, you know, with one family saying, oh, that family did this to you, and we can help undo it. And so it was going on back and forth and back and forth, and then, you know, the next thing you know, somebody had to do something about it. I mean, just random ways to look at things, you know? Just random ways to look at it. What you looking up? Okay.
But I could find the Witch Doctor song for you if you want.
Well, I don't think I'd be able to put it up.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Witch? Dr. Who? Do you think the Doctor Who is a witch doctor? He manipulates time.
Witch Doctor Who?
What is it's somebody who deals with time manipulation of time? Well, you know, manipulating time for, like, you know, someone who is trying to figure out how to make things happen faster, but still it's all time. So probably some sort of witch doctor. Oh, that song. Okay. Oh, you're a trip. Okay, we got our caller back. Our caller has called back to that we got cut off from. You ready? Thank you for finding that song.
You are.
Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Well, basically what I was saying is that it looked like you were going to be doing something that actually had to do with you. It seemed like you were going to be going from department to department, like a floater or something like that.
Oh, I see.
I know that that's not any of the things that you mentioned.
Well, I know with the hospital, like, they have people who do go to different, like, departments or different floors to work. They're not, like, stationary in one area. I'm not sure if that's how that position exactly is.
Right.
I just wasn't sure because I got one position a while back, and then I just got another offer. So I wasn't sure which one, and, if you saw a time frame or anything, but...
Well, the time period just really looked like it was over the next 3 weeks, if even that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where it looked like it would be. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A floater. Did you type that in there before I said that? I can barely hear you. Oh, no. Say something else.
You hear me now?
Well, you really are far away.
Really? Nothing's changed.
Something has changed. Maybe it's me. Say something again. Can you guys hear him okay?
You hear me okay? I know I'm kind of feeling groggy.
Turned you up. But I don't remember turning you down. I can hear you, though.
Yeah, but somebody said no in the chat room.
Oh.
What's changed?
Well, maybe the way you had moved the microphone.
I didn't touch the microphone.
When you were playing that song.
Hold on.
Okay.
Any better now?
Is it any better, you guys? Because I turned it up, so I hear you fine.
I don't know. Maybe the signal's dropped or something.
They're saying it's still not any better. We're just a mess. We're just a total mess today. You know, last week, one of the things that we were going to talk about, you know, we were talking about the Hunger Games. And we had gotten, we had to end the conversation really, really early because of sound being completely, completely horrible. So, you know, why don't we kind of discuss that? Because it's also really good that kind of ties into the things that we try to talk with our callers about too. Unconditional love is also known as affection without any limitations. It's something that can be probably most closely attributed to like the love that like parents would have for their kids. But it's really difficult for us to find unconditional love because everybody wants something. And it's okay. It's okay to want something. But if you're trying to accomplish this for yourself, you know, I had somebody that I spoke to the other day.
You hear me any better now?
Yeah, you're really loud now.
Can everybody hear me?
Okay, now.
Well, it does drop a bit for some reason. It was dropping. Anyway, I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay. Well, basically, wow. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about unconditional love because, you know, she kept saying that she wanted it. But then she wasn't able to give it. And her ego was stepping in the way, which our ego so often will do, because we are slaves to our ego whether we like it or not. But one of the ways that you can start to practice unconditional love is to think of love as an action, not as a feeling. A feeling is something we get from someone. And when we stop getting it, we often change our behavior somehow. If we have to do something or be a certain way in order to receive love, that love is conditional. So instead, if you start thinking of love as the behavior itself, the reward actually becomes the feeling you get when you act a certain way, not when someone else acts a certain way. And you can continue acting this way all the time, regardless of how other people behave. It becomes an act of generosity. So basically, one of the first arguments that we're going to hear on the other side of this is, I don't want someone to walk all over me. But the thing is if you change how you see this, I give you this $50 because I have it to give, not because you necessarily have to do something for me. When you see yourself as giving this because you have it to give, that right there, you know, what you receive from that is just the satisfaction of knowing that you helped somebody who needed it. And you may not always get your payback from that person, but that's okay because, for some, you know, somehow you'll get it back in some other way, shape, or form. But the thing is that when your love is really unconditional, it just doesn't matter. You know, you just know that you helped. Ask yourself, what is the most loving thing I can do for this particular person in this particular moment? Love isn't really one size fits all. What might be a loving act toward one person could be harmful to another person, and that it doesn't help them get closer to becoming a truly happy human being. Unconditional love is a new decision you need to make in every situation, not a hard and fast rule you can't apply to everyone all the time. So it's not always going to be easy. But at that moment by moment, you know, you got somebody standing in front of you asking you for $5.
I get that all the time, mainly street corners.
And, you know, if you really and truly don't have it, if you don't, I mean, you know, there you go. And I'm not trying to say that you should even feel obligated to do it. But if you know, if you look at that person and they look like their eyes are yellow and they look like they're about to go buy another bottle of wine, is the love giving the $5 or the love saying no? You know? It may be okay. I mean, it is okay to say no. That is your love. I don't want you, you know, killing yourself with this wine, so no, I'm not going to give you this money for that. No.
But I guess giving them the $5 is the love, but their choice. It's their choice at the end of the day, isn't it? And we don't truly know what exactly they will spend it on.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. That's fair to say. But remember that love doesn't mean making sure someone is always comfortable. If you believe loving someone is about fostering their growth, most people acknowledge that pain and discomfort are part of growth. And if you shield someone from all pain or discomfort, you're not loving them. So don't confuse loving someone with blindly making them comfortable and satisfying their desires and shielding them from any kind of pain. If you do, then you're making it hard for them to grow as a human being. So when I say that now, are you still going to give that guy that money?
What?
I basically said that love doesn't mean that you have to always make people comfortable.
Right.
Sometimes it's knowing that they're not going to get what they want and it's going to make them feel uncomfortable. You're not going to satiate his desire toward the $5. It's saying no sometimes that is the love. I mean, that's exactly what step number three says.
Wow. Would I still give him? No, probably not. Exactly. I was going to buy some crack.
Okay.
I've done it before. So guys come up to me with a bloody nose and powder around his nose. He's like, "Well, can I borrow some money for the boss?" I was like, "No." And he gave me the most evil look ever. This guy could have been fueled with coke habit.
Yeah.
I
think one of the funniest things that I can remember as far as somebody begging for money, this guy came up to myself and my friend Angie, and it was late at night downtown, and this guy came up to us. He's like, "Hey, I'm not a hooker and I don't do drugs, but I really need $2 to get back to Minnesota." That was his way that he begged $2 off of us.
You wouldn't really get much from a hooker with $2. Believe me, I know.
Because
I don't know their rates. I really don't know their rates. Can I tell you about this article because it's making me feel sick?
So you want to share the sickness?
Yeah, like thank David you. Draymond. You still hear me all right?
I can still hear you perfectly fine.
Okay. Would you eat cheese made from human feet and armpits? Scientists create stomach-churning delicacies using skin bacteria. These samples were taken from armpits, a foot, and a belly button. And you get these blocks of cheese, and they look gross.
What?
it's been long known that a smelly pair of feet bears more than a slight resemblance to a block of ripe cheese, but scientists have taken this link to the next level by making cheese from a foot. Experts have made the stomach-churning creations using bacteria from the human foot, as well as a belly button and even armpits. Scientist Christina something or other.
Well, what kind of, who would have funded this crap?
You want to see the pictures of the cheese?
No, I don't want to see the pictures of the cheese.
You're going to see them. I'll post them in the chat room. If you scroll
well, I choose to not look.
Second picture down, it just looks like a nasty, it looks like someone's heel with, like, verrucas on it. I bet it smells like Stilton or something, or blue cheese. You need to check that out.
I am not...
Yeah, let me post it again just to make sure you watch that.
I'm not doing it. I'm not looking at it. I'm not...
Yeah, you're looking at it. Please. It would mean a lot to me if you looked at it. And then further down, it's got another belly button cheese.
It just looks like expensive cheese.
It looks like certainly looks like somebody's heel.
Well, that's the way that that cheese looks on the outside after it's been inside of wax. I'm not going to feed it. I'm not going to feed you. I'm not going to feed.
Make you want to puke.
No, because I'm thinking about ice cream made out of semen right now.
What?
They have ice cream made out of, they have a lot of things made out of semen. You didn't know that. I'm trying to gross myself out with something even grosser, so what you're saying is not gross to me. But after, it's going to haunt me, though. Oh, my God, she called it Smelvita. They call it Smelvita G. Oh, my goodness. Kevin said that most of his bedroom is made out of semen. I'm about to throw up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The visits when they've been away at sea for many years?
Yes, the Navy.
That's right. Then.
Let's
it was funny, the other day they were talking in work about injectors, fuel injectors, and they're talking about Siemens, who make them. So basically it's a semen injector.
Okay.
You have to be there, really.
Can we mature for a moment and talk?
Mature like cheese.
We're going to talk to the caller at 5.
I wonder if they've got people like lined up and scoop the cheese out their belly buttons to make a big enough block.
We are going to talk to the person at 561. We're going to mature. We're going to suck it up and be normal. 561, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I am so much better now, dear, that you're on the phone.
Oh. Thank you.
So glad that you're listening. So glad to talk to you, dear. Share with us what's on your mind today, or if you have a simple question that you'd like to ask.
Yes, I am looking for a job and a move. I have an interview on Thursday. And I want to see what you see about that interview or if you see something else coming up with a move.
Okay. Well, we are trying to keep our questions very simple because we actually do readings. So if you had something real simple to ask that you maybe wanted a yes or no for or just a direction to go, what would your simple question be, dear?
About the job on Thursday.
So basically you want to see if this is something that with the way that you're going to go in, is if it's something you're going to get.
Right.
Right? Okay. All right. Now remember, just relax and let's see. All right. Success during this month. So this week we've got today, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You've got your celebration. It actually looks like you will know when you leave that you've actually got that job.
Really?
Yeah, so when we go backwards from the point of you leaving, it's telling you that this man, he actually looks, or the person interviewing you is showing up as a guy, but it could just be the company itself, you know, showing up here as a man. But basically, it says that when you flip this card upside down, it basically means when you flip in your conversation, when they're talking to you, and if you dissect the place, if you're basically asking, you know, what's the company about, and just basically turning the conversation over to that person to give you information, when you walk out of there, you know, you're just kind of like, when do you want me to show up? You know, so it kind of looks like the conversation that you have is going to be what makes you win that over. Okay?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so good luck with that. Good luck with that,
okay,
dear?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
So I've got an article here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look. Animals may have been harmed during the filming of this production. That's what it should be saying. You know what they say in the films? They say no animals were harmed.
Right.
Making this one.
Right.
The American Humane Association is charged with protecting animals during movie shots, but a staggering new report out claims it puts more effort into covering up animal harm than preventing it. Some of the biggest name productions in Hollywood have seen animals die on set or suffer near-death experiences but still receive the AHA stamp of approval, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Some of the incidents included dozens of marine animals washing ashore during the filming of Pirates of the Caribbean, the deaths of 27 animals during the film The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, and four horses dying during the filming of HBO's Luck. Not even the tiger, star of Life of Pi, who was almost drowned, was safe from being covered up. The tiger, known in the films Richard Parker, was tasked with swimming to the side during a scene and became disorientated. A trainer had to lasso him with a rope and pull him to safety. In an email obtained by the Hollywood Reporter, AHA monitor Gina Johnson allegedly wrote to her colleague, "I think this goes without saying, but don't mention it to anyone, especially the office. I've downplayed the F out of it." The award-winning box office smash still received the No Animals Were Harmed credit familiar to the moviegoers. Several dozen marine animals, including fish and a squid, washed ashore during the filming of Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. They died after uncontrolled explosions were set off in the water for special effects. A rep from the AHA present during the film told The Hollywood Reporter. The AHA declined to comment regarding the allegation. The more than two dozen animals which fell victim to The Hobbit included sheep and goats that died from dehydration, exhaustion, or drowning during a filming hiatus. The AHA cobbled together the following certification for the big budget blockbuster, saying it monitored all of the significant animal action, no animals were harmed during such action. During the filming of Failure to Launch, a squirrel was somehow crushed to death by a film crew. These allegations are seen as proof that the Animal Safety Watchdog has a relaxed relationship with the film industry. A former LA Animal Protection Officer was quoted as saying, "It's fascinating and ironic. From being the protectors of animals, they become complicit to animal cruelty." The now-retired agent said production staff at one film even once told Animal Control to F themselves after agents were sent to investigate the deaths of two horses. Even with the ability to issue citations and arrest production staff for harming animals, the crew of HBO's horse racing drama Luck escaped unscathed despite the horses dying during production. The AHA half-heartedly admitted that Ms. Johnson's objectivity might have been compromised because of her relationship with a Life of Pi movie executive. But the former animal control officer said, this is worse than doing nothing. This is like a cop not just ignoring a crime, but helping cover it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
An unnamed AHA employee agreed, saying the moral compass of the entire place is off the hook. He's calling you.
Well, sorry.
So, there you go.
That's a mess.
Well, I really didn't. I was quite shocked to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're trying to make money.
His animals would have been fine if they had fed them more cheese. Not just any cheese.
Okay, that's enough.
Foot cheese.
That's really enough. That's really enough. That's certainly enough. just don't get nasty.
Why are you so nasty?
Consider that if love is unconditional, it is given to everyone freely, including yourself, you guys. You deserve unconditional love, too. You deserve unconditional love as well. So just think about that. I just had to change the subject from the cheese thing.
Oh, glad you brought it back up.
Forgiveness. Now, well, we've talked about forgiveness so many times because forgiveness is so hard to do. You know, people can say the words, but I mean, anybody who's going to say, I can forgive, but I'm not going to forget, that's not forgiveness.
Or if they say, I forgive you, that might be saying, you know, don't you worry about it. I'll overcome this with time.
Forgiveness is basically where something is so heavy that you just can't pick it up anymore. And so you just leave it there. You just leave it alone. So it's real. Forgiveness is probably one of the most difficult things to ever do. It really is. So it's not, it's just, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to do. Anyway.
Should we play a song? I need to get some water.
Yes, we'll play a song, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to the caller from 720. So let's listen to this. Everybody, let's do shots. Shot, 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 shot.
Of?
Whiskey. Vodka.
Whiskey advent calendar the other day.
A whiskey advent calendar? You could do a shot of. Why didn't you get it for me?
It's like 100 pounds.
Why didn't you get it for me? Okay. That's all. Just don't even answer that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. Whiskey River, bathing my memory, mind, and the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me. River. Bathing my memory mine in the wetness of its flow. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind. And warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind.
And we're back, everybody.
Yay.
Okay, let's talk to the caller at 720.
Hello, how are you?
720.
Hello. How are you? How are you?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello. I cannot hear you. Can you hear me?
You can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear
I can
you,
hear.
But I hear Bill in the background.
Oh, you hear Bill real well.
I'm the background noise, yeah.
I think that you're can you mute yourself for just a second, Bill?
Oh, great, okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine now.
Okay, yeah, because there's a little bit of feedback going on with him.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello. My question is I just started this new business venture. It's only, you know, been a week or so going forward. And, well, tell me what you see.
Okay. So you started a new business venture. Okay. That question is so broad. Remember, we're trying to do simple answers.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm looking
okay.
about the financial. What is, you know, it's consulting.
Right.
So I started a consulting business, and I'm wanting to know when it's going to start picking up revenue.
Okay, that's making money. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see. Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. This is the deal. As far as when I see you actually moving into a place that's really where you really feel like, okay, I'm making money, it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute because your next cycle, which basically starts next summer, is the one where your guides are kind of showing you as the queen of coins, which is basically saying, okay, you feel like you're making money here. But the first time that it looks like you're actually bringing in some money, if you haven't already started, it looks like it's like next week. So like we'll put another week on top of it just in case.
Right.
It looks like it's next week.
So I'm charging $100 an hour for my consulting, and I'm
mm-hmm.
given a discount because of the holidays for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's in my highest interest, or should I just keep it at the $100, or does it even matter?
The thing is that when you start selling yourself short, and you weren't seeing anything in the first place, you can't do that. So, I mean, it's one thing if you save, like, you know, a Christmas special, you know, save 10% or save something, you know what I mean, something like that.
Right.
But to mark yourself down 40 whole dollars and you're not even seeing anything coming in the first place, don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that insight. anything else in the cards that I don't know?
That's it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. Okay, Bill. Sorry. You there?
Yes.
Okay. Now your little guy was sounding like it was. There's for some reason your feedback. There was a lot of feedback.
Yeah, as Kevin was saying, you know, I need to ground. I have to try to ground the PC before. Sure, I've got my hand on it.
Right.
But I need to sort it out. I just haven't got around to doing it yet to get rid of that background buzz, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Ready for a news article?
Yes, I am.
McDonald's apologizes to grandfather for playing pornographic rap song about rape and underage sex. Fast food giant McDonald's has apologized to... Oh, wait a minute. It's the same thing. A song by X-rated American rapper Rucka Rucka Ali blared out across the Haverford West restaurant of the chain in West Wales. I've been to there. Haverford West. Last Friday. Steve Davidson of Milford Haven in Pembrokeshire was having breakfast with his 20-month-old grandson Charlie when the controversial song was broadcast for the outlet's sound system. The track is called Only 17 and it's from the controversial rapper's 2011 album called Probably Racist. The song, too explicit to quote, talks in detail about anal rape, underage sex and prison violence. But I've got some lyrics here for you. She was licking my nuts nuts, eating my skeet skeet. Now I'm locked up.
What?
Beating my meat meat. Open my eyes, yeah, she was only 17. She was sipping on yak yak. She taking her clothes off. Now someone's black's telling me to bend over.
Oh my.
I think I'll leave it there, but there you go. And that was blasting out in McDonald's to children.
Oh my God.
McDonald's displayed today that a late shift employee working after the outlet shut had left his private listening link to his public sound system by mistake.
Right. Right.
That's quite funny.
That is crazy. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. Remember that one time I asked you if you knew what skeet, skeet, skeet meant?
Yeah.
And you asked some of the guys if they knew what it meant.
And they didn't know.
And what did they say they thought it meant?
I can't remember.
It was something crazy like taking a bus.
Shopping for hats.
Let me look at the chat room. If you make a shake with that ice cream, Nunu, does the cream rise to the top? Oh, gross, Mitch. This is not hip-hop. Gross. Aaron, are they introducing a new menu item, the McSkeet? The McSkeet is back with or without nuts. You're going to have a McSkeet with a McRib. With a yoga mat sandwich.
McRib yoga mat.
That is so nasty.
And if you don't know what we're on about, it's just it was found that material was found in McRibs, which go to make yoga mats. So.
Right.
Yeah, I've never got a yoga. You can do your yoga on a McRib.
Ugh. This just sounds.
McSkeet sandwich.
Ugh.
Your fish-o McSkeet.
I sure hope no kids are listening to this.
The slice of foot cheese.
This is probably the most inappropriate show we have ever had.
You're probably right.
Just completely ick.
I'm hungry.
No, you're not.
From the windows to the walls. Skeet, skeet.
Wrong. Leave it to Americans to eat the thing they're supposed to be exercising on. Okay, that was a good.
That's pretty funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Just eat anything as long as it's got some sauce on it, some ranch.
Some skeet sauce.
Some barbecue sauce, ketchup, or ranch. Bill likes ranch.
I do. I like Caesar sauce.
Ranch is not Caesar sauce.
I know.
Then why did you say what you said?
Because I like Caesar sauce. Mm-hmm. Subway.
We don't. I don't know about. I don't know everything about Subway, but you know.
It's only because one opened up next door to work, like 30 seconds walk away.
Is that why you're eating Subway for every day now?
Oh, look, Bro Daddy said, skeet sauce, my favorite.
Oh, that is so nasty. Well, as our topic today was really supposed to be about witchcraft, and we've talked about it only a little bit, it's completely not...
Well, we talked about is human cheese and...
Not to my satisfaction. There are different forms of witchcraft in different, like I said, in different cultures, like in Judaism. Jewish law views the practice of witchcraft as being latent with idolatry and necromancy, both being serious theological and practical offenses in Judaism. And so there's, you know, they this particular little thing here, this little snippet, talks about, you know, putting witches to death. However, there's still, like, there is a medium, the Witch of Endor, that Saul consults in the first book of Samuel. So these are just, like, you know, random things here.
Endor, something in Lord of the Rings?
I think so. Divination and magic in Islam encompass a wide range of practices, including black magic, warding off the evil eye, the production of amulets and other magical equipment, conjuring, casting lots, and astrology. Muslims do commonly believe in some form of magic, but they do forbid its practice. Interesting. In Saudi Arabia, they continue to use the death penalty for sorcery. In 2006, Fawza Fali Muhammad Ali was condemned to death for practicing witchcraft, and there is no legal definition of sorcery in Saudi. But in 2007, an Egyptian pharmacist working there was accused, convicted, and executed.
Well, I read out recently on one of the shows that somewhere in Africa and made it illegal for a witch to fly her broom above 80 feet or something. Do you remember that? Was
yeah,
that
you
illegal?
Did. Yeah, I think you said it around Halloween time.
It's a genuine law.
Wow. Wow. But that's interesting because there's no legal definition of sorcery in Saudi Arabia, but they're still killing people for it. So I guess it's opinion. In 2012, a Saudi man was beheaded and charged of sorcery and witchcraft there. Wow.
Wasn't it where, like, you know, if you threw a witch in some water into, like, a river or something, if she floated, she was a witch, but if she drowned, she was innocent, and it'd be too late anyway, so...
Right. Yeah, it was just basically, you know, she's going to die.
Oh, she drowned. Oh, my mistake.
Yeah. In the Philippines, witchcraft is often classified as malevolent, with practitioners of black magic called the Mangkukulam, in Tagalog and the Mamba Barong in the other language, which is not Tagalog. Cebuano. There are also practitioners of benevolent, which is white magic, with some practicing both. And the Mamba Barong, in particular, are noted for their ability to command insects and other invertebrates to accomplish a task, like delivering a curse to a target.
Do you think that's what people did with rats during the plague?
Maybe. But you know, times like this, you know, because, you know, if there's like an abundance of anything, you can always scare somebody and say somebody's sending something at you, you know. Oh, my goodness. The term witch doctor, which we were just kind of talking about in English, as far as in South Africa, Zulu, that word is Inyanga, has been misconstrued to mean a healer who uses witchcraft rather than the original meaning of one who diagnoses and cures maladies caused by witches. In Southern African traditions, there are three classifications of somebody who uses magic. The Takati is usually improperly translated into English as witch and is a spiteful person who operates in secret to harm others. The Sangoma is a diviner, somewhere on par with a fortune teller, and is employed in detecting illness, predicting a person's future, or advising them on which path to take, or identifying the guilty party in a crime. She also practices some degree of medicine. The Inyanga is often translated as witch doctor, though many Southern Africans resent this implication as it perpetuates the mistaken belief that a witch doctor is in some sense a practitioner of malicious magic. The Inyanga's job is to heal illness and injury and provide customers with magical items for everyday use. Of these three categories, the Takata is almost exclusively female. The Sangoma, or the Sangoma, is usually female, and the Inyanga is usually a man. Oh, wow. And then there's a lot here about, you know, accusing children of witchcraft and leaving them to die. I can't remember what country it was in Africa, but there was it was in Nigeria. There was a Pentecostal pastor who had this mix of, like, I think it's evangelical Christianity and also some African beliefs, and they accuse children of being evil and have their parents actually agree to starve them, beat them, mutilate them, set them on fire, do all kinds of stuff, bury them alive. So anyway, very dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very dark. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Yes, you were.
I was thinking about something.
Can you say it out loud?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. I wonder how my signed poster was from David Icke that I got with a donation to the People's Voice back in June. Yeah, it was just me thinking. It wasn't meant for me and mortals' ears.
Oh.
Snozberry flavor. We were talking about that.
The snozberries?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Because Willy Wonka.
Willy Wanker.
Snozberry penis flavor.
That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, but how did you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
How do I not know? You're not asking the right questions.
Where did you get your facts from? Snozberry flavor is penis flavor.
Well, didn't I tell you that he has another book? he has another book where he's calling a snozberry a penis, or a penis a snozberry, rather.
Oh, that was what it was? Right.
Yes. It's a book called My Uncle Oswald. It's a funny and disgusting story that revolves around Oswald Hendricks Cornelius, the titular uncle and the greatest fornicator of all time. Along with his sexy accomplice, Yasmin Halcomely, he devises a complicated get-rich scheme that involves Halcomely seducing Europe's most famous men and then selling used condoms full of their stuff to women wishing to birth famous progeny. The term snozberry comes up when Yasmin Halcomely recounts her experience with George Bernard Shaw. How did you manage to roll that old rubbery thing on him? There's only one way when they get violent, Yasmin said. I grabbed hold of his snozberry and hung onto it like grim death and gave it a twist or two to make him hold still.
What was her surname?
Her surname?
Yeah.
Halcomely? Which means she's pretty.
Oh.
If somebody's comely, it means they're attractive.
Not in my eyes. That's what she said. That's what I mean. Not in my eyes.
Oh, no. That's what she said.
No, that's not what she said. That's what I was saying. In my eyes, comely is you.
I know what you're going to say. No one needs you to go there. It's kind of like Mencia, Carlos Mencia, the way that he'll tell a joke and then give you the punchline and then explain the punchline to you.
What, is that what I do?
You don't usually do that, but you were about to. You're about to Mencia us.
Saucy in a comely you.
No,
yeah,
comely in my eyes either.
You should put a warning in this episode.
Yeah, warning. This episode, don't listen to it.
Delete the episode.
I think we've had a good time today. I'm going to blame you because you've not felt good.
Did you hear about the nun? Sorry, what did the nun say when she went down the cobbled street on her bike?
I have no idea.
I've never come this way before.
My neck hurts.
Laughing at my jokes.
Trying to get away from it. Mitch just said, warning, cheesy episode. It's pretty bad.
So bad, it's good.
Yeah, there's about the other icky thing I was talking about earlier, that ice cream and other stuff. There was something, there's people that make I can't remember the name of the website, but they were making food out of seminal fluids. I just, yeah, it's kind of gross.
I wonder if you, like, released some into a pond, would it grow into frogs?
You know what's nasty is sometimes in the pool, you know, there'll be this stuff that looks like it's smushed up grapes, like the inside of grapes, and that's...
And it's actually seminal fluid.
Yeah, it's frog ick.
Yeah, isn't that frog's porn?
Frog porn?
Frog spawn.
Frog spawn?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Smushed up tadpoles.
Jeez.
Jeez.
I said jeez. I'm not really sure of what we're going to be talking about necessarily next week, but
yeah, I think we'll probably be taking off the air.
I doubt it, because I know people have filthier shows. There's people that have straight up nasty shows.
Sounds like a challenge.
But I know we're going to have some shows that are going to be overnight. We're going to have some breakfast shows, so we're going to have probably 12 breakfast shows over the holidays.
I actually get some time off to relax and get up at 5 every morning.
Yes, because I'm the boss.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that loud?
Yes, you're always loud.
It sounds like we're about to have a fight.
Well, you just fight yourself, I'm too tired.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am not sure of what our next Christmas vacay. Yeah, I'm not sure of what our next episode will be about. But thanks, you guys, for listening to this episode. Even though, Bill hasn't felt good, I think he's hung in there pretty well. So everybody clap your hands for Bill. Yay, take a bow, Billy.
Thank you.
Are you waving and saying thank you like a...
Oh, thank you very much.
Like, oh. Let's listen to a fun song.
This is the Korn again.
Korn.
Thank you for giving me your clap. I've never had the clap from so many people.
This is so bad. So bad. Anyway, thanks you guys for listening. We're going to go out with a bang. Listen to something amazing. Everybody, thanks again. And we will be seeing you guys next week, and maybe even some of you guys before that. Remember to add us, or like us rather, on Facebook, Psychic Nunu, or even Broken Earth. And we love you guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
Thank you.